This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt. Welcome. Great to have you with me for Morning Devotions. Because we live in such a busy, active world, most of us don't think too much about this word, meditation. And so due to the stresses, strains of modern living, if not the epidemic nature of anxiety itself, people are turning more and more to Eastern religions to learn various techniques of meditation, disciplined periods of silence, body relaxation. But isn't it a waste of precious time to sit and think? No, not really. Meditation and mindfulness have become very popular, and yet most people can't really define meditation to understand what it's about or appreciate what meditation is good for. It's usually about relaxation, focusing yourself, and an awareness of what's going inside you and the circumstances you face. But it's a very general topic, open to all sorts of interpretation. You can close your eyes to meditate if you wish. By becoming introspective and listening to your own thoughts, we allow ourselves, I think, space to set aside the most meaningful thoughts and give them time that they deserve. Unfortunately, reflection and deep thought in a quiet place is a thing of the past. Someone has said that meditation is making words into thoughts and then thoughts into actions, or it's mental planning ahead with definite action in mind to accomplish a job. Now, I believe the principle of Christian meditation is the best way to live your life with some purpose. One of the most helpful verses in the Bible to think about is Psalm 46, verse 10. And God says to us, "Be still, be calm, see and understand that I am the true God." It's so helpful for us to even repeat these beautiful words, because we do live in chaotic times. We need to be careful, because sometimes our thoughts can lead us into a deep, dark place. There seems to be so much bad, destructive news around. It's got the potential to drag us down and to cause inner disruption to our own lives. So I think that's why we need divine help, and God wants to help us to be at peace. Now, nothing is perfect in this life, of course, but it's beneficial to dig a little bit deeper into the Christian faith. It was the popular Christian author J.I. Packer who said, "Meditation is not giving free rein to your imagination, nor is it reading your Bible for beautiful thoughts." He said that meditation is a discipline. I think that's spot on. If you want to meditate in an effective manner, it doesn't happen in 5 minutes. It takes time and commitment to get alone with God's thoughts. And there is danger in rummaging through waste and barren thoughts that can be labelled like daydreaming. So don't meditate upon yourself, but dwell on God. Seek God in your inner thought life. There's always the danger in meditating upon problems all the time. So why not develop the habit of reflection as you look at the Word of God and to find the answers there? And you might say, "I'm quite unused to meditate. How do I start?" I think you need to deal gently with yourself. Select the subject, maybe some passage from the Bible, and then fix the time that you want to give, 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It may seem strange to start, but it's not easy always. Our lives are unbelievably distracted, and we are experts at multitasking and skimming through things. It's hard to meditate. So if possible, find a consistent time, place, and plan, and then slowly, carefully read the Bible, read it out loud, which is actually implied in some of the Psalms, and read it prayerfully, even with a pen in your hand. Write some things down, read with other people, talk about what you see, study a book of the Bible with a good commentary, pray about a plan for Bible meditation for the year. In radio terms, spending time with God in meditation is turning the dial until we tune into God's wavelength and we get the message. I like that quote. Christian meditation is about learning ways of trusting God who is present in all things. It's about everyday life. The simple tasks can be an act of worship. Heavenly Father, thank you that meditation's not a scary word. We can have faith in you as we just calmly talk to you and allow you to talk to us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.